Good afternoon, Elle.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm well, thanks.
So firstly, for those who don't know, what is the Babadook?
It is a 2014 independent horror film by the Australian director Jennifer Kent. It was based on a short story that she wrote as well, I believe. And it is a horror film where a recently bereaved widow is sort of struggling with a monstrous force inside her house that's affecting her young son. The Babadook is the monster. It's a sort of top-hatted ghoul that if you try to deny its existence, it only becomes stronger.
And what evidence is there that the Babadook is gay?
None at all. Essentially, this meme, I suppose, kind of emerged in the way that the internet sort of throws up these things, where in early June, at the end of last year, someone on Tumblr just said the Babadook is gay. This sort of prompted a kind of tongue-in-cheek discussion of subtext of the film as to whether he could or could not be. And it was all mostly a joke in about October last year. And it sort of continued to kind of pop up every now and then on social media with someone fabricating a Netflix screenshot that said that the Babadook was an LGBT movie. And then it eventually kind of came to a head just this month, which is Pride Month in the US, where the meme had gained traction as an actual symbol and was appearing on flags and t-shirts and dress up in pride rallies.
Yeah, definitely has been an icon lately. And do you think that the director intended Babadook to be gay?
Absolutely not. No, it's more, there's nothing about it in the film that supports this. It's more a kind of reference where it's an internet in-joke where I think it's kind of like riffing on the sort of discussion of textuality and that the internet kind of tends to really revel in. So the meanings of films, of books, discussion of that kind of like cultural text often tends to be a cornerstone of online debate. So I think it was more a reference to that more than anything to do with the film itself. But it goes to show how long a tail that kind of thing can have.
Yeah, definitely. And in a lot of the memes, I'm seeing a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race as well alongside the Babadook. Why is this?
Well, RuPaul's Drag Race is a reality TV show that also has a strong following within the queer community, and partly because it has this sort of like uplifting message of kind of being yourself. Surprisingly sort of like emotive and sort of deep kind of impact and significance for people, given that it's a reality show, but it's seen as this sort of accepting and kind of funny kind of celebration. And that has kind of overlapped with the Babadook meme, where you're seeing him kind of pop up as a sort of figure in the show. It's sort of like a kind of, again, blurring of the lines of internet in jokes.
Yeah, definitely. And what does this show about how minority groups are using social media as a platform?
Well, I suppose they're sort of grouping around these like sort of shared language, shared in-jokes that are then kind of spilling out into the real world, where at Pride rallies, for example, you're running into people who are very internet literate, very savvy, might have been in on this joke at the sort of ground floor at the end of last year. And then it becomes a real thing. Like at the moment, it doesn't matter whether the director comes out and says, this is bad, this is true, this is not true. It's got taken on a life of its own, and it's sort of been embraced by that community, this symbol. And it's the same way with other kind of queer icons in the past, where they're being embraced as a queer icon by the gay community. Didn't necessarily have to anything to do with their sexuality or even their kind of embrace of it. It is being projected onto them, and the internet really facilitates that.
Yeah, definitely. We have seen in the past that things have also been interpreted as something else as well, like with the Babadook.
Yes, yeah. It's you know, something doesn't kind of belong to you once it's on there, and I think the internet kind of discourse has really facilitated that. We saw it, for example, with Pepe the Frog, which was embraced as a hate symbol in the lead up to the election in the US last year. And it began as a sort of online comic, and now its creator has killed it off because it doesn't really belong to him anymore.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Elle.
That's all right. Thank you.